got my stuff. Dan went out to check on checkout time.
Well, then I'm going to go ahead and call the meeting to order.
Right.
Okay, good morning.
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 Morning happened quickly. I want to go on record of saying that.
Welcome is the first thing on my list here. So do we have anybody that came?
Let's ask people to.
We do.
Let's go around it. We usually try to do an introduction.
All right, so
Want to start at one end or the end?
Sure, Mike or Jamie, do you want to start and we'll go around? And
sure, yeah, that's fine. I'm Jamie Forbus. I'm an orientation counselor here in the North Platte office, and I'm taking the minutes for today's meeting.
My name is Mike Hansen. I'm one of the NCBVI commissioners.
I'm Nancy Altman, and I'm also one of the commissioners.
I'm Julie Johnson. I'm the chairperson for the board.
You probably need to speak up, Julie. I can barely hear you.
I'm sorry. Guys, I'm like half asleep, so don't bother me. Julie Johnson, and I'm the chairperson for the commission board.
Daryl Walla. I'm on the commission board. Second term. I guess nobody thought they should get rid of me yet.
I'm Jimmy Rock. I represent the American Council of Blind and Nebraska on the board.
Pearl Van Zandt, Executive Director of the Commission from Lincoln.
Hubert Paulson from Lincoln. I'm doing the audio recording.
Chris Turner from North Platte.
And Bob?
Bob Eaton, Deputy Director for Independent Living Services from Lincoln.
Okay, thank you. Announcements. There are meeting agendas available in both print and braille, so make sure you get one of those. We do have time set aside for public comment. Depending on our schedule and how close we are to finishing in the allotted time, I will entertain the notion of taking public comments outside of public comment time, depending on how smoothly things are going. So if you want to say something, please let me know. Just speak up, and if there's time, I will acknowledge that. No, not quite yet. Okay. There is the Open Meeting Act is available also in print and braille for you to review, and that is the rules that govern how we need to do things. The meetings are recorded and available on the website shortly after, a few days after our meeting. If people would like to make comments, public comments, please wait until you get a microphone, and that's not for us in the room to be able to hear you. That's so that it can be recorded. Lunch arrangements. Pearl, you said that there's going to be...
We're going to have pizza delivered. I don't know exactly what time. Let's see if my note tells me here.
The lunch is scheduled for noon on the agenda.
Well, yeah, that's... The agenda was made up before she... Yeah, same thing. They are to deliver at noon.
Okay, awesome. And everybody's welcome to eat lunch here. All right, so Daryl, if you would like to read the agenda, take it away.
All right. 9:15, approved February 6th meeting minutes. 9:20, we have evaluation of our executive director and review of staff surveys. 10:30, we have a break. 10:45 would be public comment. 11 o'clock, report from the chairperson. 11:15, reports from commissioners on event attendance. 11:30, report from the executive director. 12:01 is lunch. We resume at 1 o'clock, old business budget update. 1:20, DAS
from Department of Administrative
DAS. DAS, NIS update, okay, that makes sense. 125 NFB newsline update, 130 client assistance program complaints or issues, 135 is public comment. We move to new business at 150, discussion of service provider award, 205 discussion of state plan, 220 public comment, 235 final announcements, next meeting, and then we adjourn.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so we need to approve the February 6th meeting minutes.
I shall move.
Second.
Okay. I have a move and a second, so do we need to have a vote or is that a roll call?
Yeah.
Okay. Mike?
Yay.
Nancy?
Yes.
Jim?
Yep.
And Daryl?
Yes.
And I'll say yes. And just for reference, we received those meeting minutes via email shortly after the previous meeting. Review those, make any necessary corrections. And so we've all seen them, reviewed them. And those are available on the website for you to look at. Need to turn the volume. Okay, and our next item is evaluation of the executive director. In the past, we have gone through the survey item by item and discussed everything. There are a lot of comments, and we had a lot of participation this year. And I think, has everyone had an opportunity to read through?
Yes.
Okay. I propose that we go through the first 10 items, which is the part A of the survey that is used to directly evaluate the executive director from the staff. And then if we have other topics we'd like to discuss, we can do that, but I don't want to go through the entire survey and each individual comment letter by letter. So does that sound?
Yes, it sounds satisfactory to me.
Yes.
Good? Sound bad?
All right.
Okay. Well, there should be a time that we can discuss any whatever people want to discuss. Okay.
Goodness.
Okay, these... These first few, I tabulated the average.
Excuse me, this is Pearl. Someone remind me of the keystroke to...
Alt F4.
Insert F4 will turn off JAWS.
Yeah, that's
right. If you want to unload it, insert F4,
Sorry.
No, that's fine. And guys, it's been a long week for me, so just holler at me if things aren't going awry.
Insert F4, enter.
Okay, the first one, believes that it is respectable to be blind. I have...
72.4% outstanding, 24.1% above average.
Right, which is 4.75 average. If you average everybody's response and give it a single overall score.
Yeah,
that's what I came up with.
And that's extremely good, as it always has been.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's very excellent. Okay.
Okay.
Listens to concerns from staff, 4.0. Responds to concerns from staff, 3.6.
Could you repeat that number?
3.6. And how I arrived at these and I hope they're right. I really do. I double checked. It's, I just took, like, the people that responded outstanding, I multiplied 5 times that number, and then the people that responded above average, I multiplied 4 by that number, and then added, and, you know, just kept going 3, 2, 1, and mm-hmm. then added all that together and divided by the total number of respondents. So
sounds right.
You should still be, anybody that has access to that survey should be able to get those same numbers.
Do you have a question?
No, I mean, so the high score could be a 5, low score could be a 1, unless nobody responded, and then it would be a 0.
Well, if nobody responded, I wouldn't put that as a 0. I would put that as
a 0 average.
Not applicable.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, so the possible score range is 1 to 5. I said listen to concerns from staff 4.0.
Yeah, you did that.
Okay.
We're on number 4.
You're number 4.
Well, I don't have the number.
Oh, well, you're on the 4th one.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
I'm following with you. You're
That'd be number
4.
So.
Okay. Listens to concerns from consumers 4.29. Responds to concerns from consumers 4.0. Identifies priorities 3.9. Ensures that identified priorities become completed tasks 3.7. Negotiates creatively to hire quality staff 3.5. Creatively to hire to fund exemplary service delivery, and where's the number? 3.75. Delivers progressive steps. There you go. Towards equality for blind Nebraskans, 4.1.
4 point what?
1.
1. Yeah.
Julie, I'm sure that you would be able to email these numbers to people if they wanted them. Is that right? That you added? That's what I thought. I didn't want to assume.
Well, yeah, but...
Well, it'll be part of the...
It's part of the minutes anyway.
The number, yeah, and the numbers are available. I mean, you guys have the information. Yeah.
Right.
So this isn't new stuff I just came up with, huh?
Right, no.
Okay, so... yeah, that's a 10. So, mm-hmm. Thoughts?
I was glad we had the participation with this.
Yeah, it was very good
awesome.
This year.
It looked like...
What, 28?
Yeah, 28. Not everybody answered every question,
no.
But it looked like 28 was the most, so that's very good.
A comment that I made through email and that I made in the van right out here that it shouldn't be a conflict of anonymity to get the number of respondents. The survey should give us that. Should say that 29 people responded to the survey, or 28, or 30, or however many it was. So next year when we do the survey, I guess I would like to ask that they give us that number.
Yes.
I think Nebraska.gov can do that, can't they, Pearl?
I would think so. It seems like that's something we asked before, and
I seem to remember it coming up.
They weren't sure, but they should be.
Well,
so we'll
should,
work
yeah.
on that and see if we can get that.
I think 28 though is a very reasonable
compared to what we had last year and the year before. Yes,
I think that's a safe guess is how many people completed it. Though.
Yeah, I mean it's the best guess we can do.
Right.
Not being privy to the results from years past. you guys are saying this, you know, I guess I was a little discouraged by how many responded, 28 out of 49 employees.
That's not bad.
I was hoping for, you know, 35, 38, 39.
I think we all would hope for that, but in years past, I think, was it last year that we had less than
20? I think 13, wasn't it?
Yeah, less than 20.
Yes.
And I didn't have those numbers to compare to. So
right.
This so is, you can see why we're encouraged.
Yes,
this is the first year that the survey has gone smoothly, without problems.
Okay.
It was accessible to everyone and anonymous.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a vast improvement.
Awesome.
And I've done this as a teacher for thousands of years now. There's people within any system that are either going to forget or feel, we'll kind of get to some of those later with negative comments or different things, but feel so disenfranchised that they don't feel that whatever they say
will make
a difference. And what they do in schools is you have to sign off after you've done the survey. And, you know, we've had discussions on that, and we as a board don't want to make this mandatory for people.
Because for obvious reason, mandatory, you know, people will do it and just check, and not think about it. I'd rather have somebody do it that's going to
take it seriously
and put down what they really think. And I think one of the wisest things we ever did was, you know, ask about what are the good things, or how do you feel about this, and what kind of comments, what could be helpful to be changed at the... Those kinds of comments that we get are extremely helpful, because our staff is very ingenious in ways that they think up things that I possibly wouldn't think up at all.
And we have a board, you know, share some of the blame. We've gotten better at this, as you know.
Exactly.
Getting the word out, getting the wording that we want on there, and, you know, jumping from... You know, last year was very, very disappointing as far as the number that... You know, and this year, you know, is a big step, and hopefully next year
might be even better.
Having a number is good, because if we don't get 28 or 29 next year, we get like 14. That means something's wrong somewhere, probably.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and of course we tweaked the survey in the past too. You know, it was.
Yeah, we changed some of the order of the bottom questions, and we Julie divided up the first five into 10 questions, because we were getting people that were doing, I think three on this part, but five on that part.
There was no consistency.
Yeah, and so, you know, then it's very hard to understand what they were trying to tell us.
In regard to the comments, there were comments made that were... less than complimentary. So, I think that those comments need to not be released to the staff, because in the past, the entire survey results, the cumulative total, has been available for people to look at. And I think that those comments need to be removed, or a note needs to be made, you know, that they were removed and for what purpose. And perhaps we need to think about in the future, you know, when we ask comments, that we're asking for the big picture comments, you know, the agency, how can we make programs and policies work better, and not specific comments about clients or coworkers or a supervisor that they have a specific problem with. Those are not board issues. Those are personnel.
Madam Chairman?
Yes.
I just want to clarify something. You started your comments with there were comments that were not positive. The point, I mean, there's some things that can be... negative, but the problem with this year is there were some comments that were clearly about a specific staff member.
Correct.
Clearly, the name wasn't put in there, but everyone
would
know.
We can figure out who it is.
Yeah. There's no question. It's not just. I just want to clarify for the tape, for the people that are here as well, that It
wasn't very many. There were a ton of comments. That were very good comments. I want to make sure that's understood. And then there were a very select few that are not, going to build positive morale within coworkers. I mean, it's going to be a hindrance to agency function if those are public. That's my
just
trying to
just
say.
Just so that staff. Sure. And the public thing, I mean, it's not that the board only wants to hear positive things. That's not the point. There's one that's not positive that says some people gossip too much. In a way, that's negative, but that's not the kind of thing you're saying to exclude.
No.
It's the ones that are clearly about a person.
Yes.
Personal attacks.
Exactly. Yeah. Personal attacks.
And that's not...
Yeah, yet it isn't like that we don't look at all that stuff and try to understand and get the information to Pearl's because that's part of her job. That's not part that we do. But, we considered all the comments, looked at them all, have discussed them even.
And the person could be totally, totally wrong in making their comments, or they could be totally, totally right. But it still goes to the...
It goes to that
person.
Yeah.
And her, his or her dignity.
Right,
Thank you.
Yeah, and anonymity is one of our, and I think it should be extended to not only the people making the comments, but the people that are might be.
Yes,
unfortunately.
I think that's all how you phrase it.
Yeah.
I put in 30 years in teaching, and I know somebody could say some nasty things about me. I'm sure.
Maybe one or two.
And I would really feel funny if...
Can I borrow your pen for a moment, please?
If we were doing an evaluation of our program and somebody was just, lambasting me.
Thank you.
They might be right.
But I think, Julie's comments go to that, we are going to release the survey results minus things that we think might be a hindrance to people.
Because I guess what I'm saying, and we've kind of gone over this, but the summary is it's a big difference to say Joe Smith down the hall is stupid and he shouldn't be employed here to saying I think we need to look at, hiring quality staff.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They might be saying the same thing. They're getting at the same point, but one is directly inflammatory towards a specific person, and another comment is about the big picture, what we need to do as an agency. So that's where I'm making the distinction.
And it could have been written like, I feel some people are getting preferential treatment or something like that.
Well, it's all in how you phrase it.
Mm-hmm.
Would lend itself to letting those comments be in there. But so however we can do that as far as not putting those in there, however it had to be legally done.
If the survey, you said the survey was going to be released to staff, which is fine.
Well, it has been.
Well, it has been, yes.
So.
It has been in the past. And I'm not one way, I'm playing devil's advocate. If I'm the one that made the comments and said this, this, and this, even though we're going to put a disclaimer in there that says, these comments were removed because, if I was the one that made that comments, I would feel a sense of censorship.
Yeah, but think of the person.
No, I understand
the
that
this is.
I understand that
attacking. I mean, it's...
No, I agree with you.
Well, on the other hand, Jim, I'm going to make this comment. I think the person that was being attacked, do you think it would be very difficult for that person to know that who that other person was that was doing the attacking? I have a feeling that it wouldn't be, and that would even cause further problems.
Well, I'm not saying it couldn't. I'm just playing.
Yeah, I just mean it probably wouldn't, be too far-fetched for somebody to know who the other person was. And anonymity is part of this whole deal, too, that, you can feel free to make what comments you want to make. So I think overall, I think we're really on the right track.
Mm-hmm.
And since this is supposed to be about the evaluation of our executive director, we should do that.
Yes,
we
should do that. So how did you guys want to proceed?
Doing a few more averages that weren't read yet. Following the same procedure you did, mm-hmm. in addition to the first 10, because when you get down into some of the other questions around 19, 20, 21, some down there, we have questions like the executive director demonstrates equal opportunity for the blind, the executive director is approachable for problems by their staff, the executive director sets the right goals for NCBVI. And I was just real quick figuring out the averages in the way that you did to make those numbers available as well.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Those would pertain to the same thing. So.
Yeah.
So I think I have two or three left here, and I'll have them done.
Are there other discussion?
There was some comment about, was it computer use?
I vaguely remember that comment. I read it when I was
born. I read it really fast.
Oh, do you want me to read it?
I would, please.
That the staff support duties were more precisely defined and documented somewhere so counselors would know what could be done by the staff support. Social networking websites would be blocked from use of staff computers. Training computers for client training would be unlocked.
Maybe I'm stupid, but doesn't the state block
the state
Facebook and MySpace?
No, they don't block it. There is regulation that state equipment, including computers, are absolutely not to be used for personal use. The business with networking sites and so-called mm-hmm. personal networking sites have a lot of, well, there's two main applications that fit with our business. One is teaching clients how to use things that are out there mm-hmm. in the world and that they need to use to keep up with business and life in general, to keep up with the times. The second is they can be really powerful employment-seeking tools. And so we do, if you get into specifics, you can argue this or that. But, but there definitely are aspects of social networking sites which relate to employment.
Sure.
And so if a counselor goes on a computer to... look at, what's out there as far as jobs or to assist a client in job seeking, that's one thing. If they go on there to find personal dates for themselves or their clients, that is not appropriate. And so, to actually block the sites, I think would not be...
That's a good point.
Correct, but I would encourage if somebody... believes that another person is actually using their personal computer for any non-business purpose, they need to let me know.
Yeah, this is the one that bothers me because I worked in the business so long that you've got to have that option. Like, if you guys might book flights for people, but I see teachers all the time arranging airline flights and I'm sure it happens. Even in our agency, but I don't know how you don't want to have people ratting on people, but it's part of our.
What is the current process for monitoring?
We have the ability at any time that a supervisor or administration, usually me, is aware of. Mm-hmm. The potential misuse of equipment, whether it's a state car or computer, mm-hmm. we have the ability to go into that computer and explore it. Sometimes I will personally just go into someone's office and look at history, look at, documents and so on. If there's a real, a serious accusation against someone, we can actually take the computer down to the technology people, not ours, but state, and they can do a real thorough testing, I guess is the right word, of what's on that computer.
So you've got something in process. So, yeah. Okay, I'm not concerned.
Anything. It also could be, I mean, supervisors could monitor it on an ongoing basis. We really try not to do something that is too custodial or big brother watching type of thing. But we do have the right to look at whatever you keep in your desk, in your files, on your computer. And we do that when we think there's an issue.
And how do you monitor the phone usage?
Phone usage.
That's a little bit more difficult.
Well, we can monitor long distance use, because we do get every month, it's a few months late, but we do get a phone bill for every single phone number that then shows all the numbers called. And there are times when we take a look and we see that maybe somebody's making a lot of long distance calls, and we might look at a pattern and then actually see what that phone number is. And if it's some other blind agency or something related to our work, then that's fine. If it's a personal phone number, that's not so fine, and supervisor discusses it with the person. You know, that doesn't help control.
No.
If somebody's on the phone locally to their
right.
friend 9 hours a day, or to their kids calling in all the time, there's no way to monitor that other than, is the person getting their work done? And if not, what are they spending their time doing?
So it doesn't, and we don't want the public to think that this is some huge problem either, because it's no different than, it's just a question that every public institution, every workplace, for the matter of fact, has to deal with.
I mean, sure, right.
So I don't know how you could really solve it other than what you're doing.
I think there was about 10 more of these, Julian, actually, and I'm on number 9 right now, so I'm almost there.
Okay. There was a comment about client accountability, and I know we've discussed that in the past. Do you guys want to revisit that? No.
I don't think so.
Back to the computer thing. Do you mention it at staff, like once a year or something, or have it memos or just comments? Okay.
I believe we send them. Policy about usage about once a year, and we certainly discuss it with people when there's a need, or in office meetings, just reinforcing that.
How is I know last year one of the themes through the comments and through serving other tools was communication between staff and between the offices. Is there a sense that that's better? I've heard pretty positive things about Carlos and Bob doing the management of the Kearney, North Platte, and Scotts Bluff offices. Sorry, I had to think a minute.
Yeah. From what I've heard, that's going really well. The North Platte staff appreciate Bob and Carlos's approach to things. They are very available to them, even though they have a lot else on their plates. All the comments I've heard, both directly and through the grapevine, is that the supervision is going quite well. From Bob and Carlos's side, what I hear is they are managing it. They would not like to have it be a permanent thing, but at least for now, it's working well. They believe that staff are really doing good jobs, and so it seems to be really working well.
It didn't appear that this year there were so many comments about communication from staff, so I'm using that as a bit of a gauge to say that the staff feels like it's improving. So. Mike, did you?
Well, we can get, I'm about there. I can start to read these.
Wait, this is you're ready? Okay.
I'm just about there, and I'll have a couple more I have to do, but this might spur some discussion to allow me to finish the last couple ones. Okay, starting with question 16. That was, I feel that I can go to the executive director with a problem. And using Julie's formula, I got that. That came out to be 4.2. The next one was question 20. The executive director demonstrates equal opportunity for the blind. And that came out to be 4.5.
What's that?
4.5.
Thank you.
The 21. The executive director sets the right goals for NCBVI. And that came out to be a 4.0. 22. The executive director sets the... Did I misread something? Oh. Yeah, one's goals and one's priorities. I'm sorry. The executive director sets the right priorities for NCBVI. And that came out to be 4.0. 23. Well, here's what we're here for, I guess.
Yeah.
The executive director is a good manager. And that also was a 4.0. Number 24. The executive director is a hard worker. So that was 24, 4.5. Number 25, the executive director seeks input from the staff. And that was a 3.8. Number 26, the executive director is fair. 3.8. Twenty-seven. If there is a dispute from the public, I trust the executive director to listen to all sides and make a reasoned decision. That was 4.3. 4.3. The last one I have figured out here is 28. Promotions at NCBVI are based on qualifications. And that I have is a 3.4.
3.4?
Yes.
3.4.
The other... There were a couple other ones here, Julie, that I was planning on doing. If you want me to, I will. It was... I think that NCBVI is run efficiently. NCBVI is on the right track. And so there's three of them, and the NCBVI has a good budget process. Then it gets, that's the end of the questions, and then it gets into the
comments.
Into the comments. Yeah. Okay. You want me to figure out those last three?
If you want, that, yeah.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll have the answers here in just a few minutes.
Okay.
Can I ask, would this be the point maybe to ask the question? Then we can come back to it if we need to. I don't understand technology enough to know the ins or outs, but we were given via the email the link to find this
survey.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Is that confidential, or what if we would have given that link to somebody?
Yeah, that's a good point. You didn't have to log in to...
to view the results.
When you go to the link, you're right. And so if you were to put that on your Facebook page, everyone could look at the results.
And I'm not implying that anybody did, but I wonder, is there any way we can change that?
Let me suggest this. Last year when, and this is no fault of Kathy or Julie, whoever. No. Last year when we did this, assuming she's still there, Jessica at Nebraska.gov zipped the email to Nancy in a Word doc, said, here it is, pass it out. And again, no fault of Kathy, I'm wondering why Nebraska.gov didn't either email Julie or the commission board and say, here's the Word doc, and do what you want to with it.
I'm not sure if she sent it to me. I'm thinking she sent it to me as a link, and then I don't know if I changed it to a document.
I got it in a Word doc. I don't know what you do with it, but I got it as a Word doc.
That might have been what I did, but I really do think instead of sending it to, not that all the commissioners are all equal, but I just think it should be sent to the chairman, and then the chairman sending it out to. And I do believe it's fair to send to Pearl, as you know, it obviously affects her. The comments are things that she can use to help things and whatever. I don't know. That would be my preference. It should be sent to the chairperson.
And then let the chair send it to Pearl and to the rest of us, and, you know, and whoever. Yeah. Whoever is chair next year, assuming it's going to still be Julie. But
we hope it will be.
We can certainly check on if there's a way to make that more secure, either in the way that you're suggesting, or perhaps there could even be a way that the survey link would have to be have a password. Or
and maybe it's no big deal, because
the
more I talk, the more I think of things. I mean, truthfully, you know, once we got that stuff, we could be sending it to people too. So
yes.
I mean, so if she sends it to us, I guess it's maybe not that big a deal.
That's really true too. I mean,
it doesn't matter, because we could be giving the password out to somebody. It's up to us to protect.
Exactly.
So after 3 weeks of stewing, I realized
I was the one that brought it to your attention, Daryl.
Yeah, you did. But and I thought, you know, and maybe that's why we talk these things through, because then the guy figures it out.
I still like to see Nebraska.gov send it to whoever the chair is, and the chair forward it to everybody.
I just think it's
whatever.
What are they protocol that it should go to the chairperson first, and then
sure.
I you know, maybe it doesn't mean anything to anybody else, but
we
have a chairperson for a reason, and they handle a great deal more.
I could live with that.
But, you know, I'm not saying that we absolutely, positively, and I'm going to stand on, you know, fiery stones until we do that. I'm not going to do that. You know, if everybody decides,
that's my job.
Send it out to the five members and the executive director right away. I don't. But to me, it just seems like protocol should go that way.
That's
no problem with that. We just and the people over at the web. People, you know, they can change too. So,
We understand.
We'll make sure that's done.
Okay.
Not enough fingers.
You know, excuse me, Julie. I was one of the comments related to something that I'm not sure that we, you know, really have any control over, but just it's kind of. Actually, I suppose a tribute to the staff and how hard they work and what they have to do was a comment about having to do one kind of a conference followed immediately by going to the staff meeting followed by immediately another conference. And then, you know, saying, you know, making these good comments about that at the staff meetings they had all these wonderful ideas and they came up with. And yet, when they had to do the next conference, and then by the time they did that, they were really behind on their caseload and had to go on the caseload. They didn't have time to even give us a good second thought or, you know, implement any of these new ideas because they're, you know, and we know the commission staff are worked really hard and they do a great job. We're really proud of our staff because they work so hard. But, you know, but the more I thought, well, maybe they could split that up. But the more you think about it, there are all these other things, you know, the employment seminars that they do, and then there's, you know, the advocacy groups, state conventions, national conventions, and, you know, on and on and on. There's so many things. There really isn't any other way to do it because, you know, there's just too many activities, which in one way is a really good thing, but, you know, all these good ideas, you know, we really like them to, too. But I don't really see anything that we can do about that, to be perfectly frank. I just wanted to bring it up because I thought, yeah, this is true. Our staff works really hard.
May I?
I did finish, Julie, whatever you're right.
Yeah, go ahead.
A comment on that. I thought that was a good point. That's something that we can look at in planning for the year ahead. We always, when we plan programs, do look at other things that are scheduled, but we don't always get it right. Mm-hmm. But that's something we can certainly pay attention to. Mm-hmm. In terms of at least our internal planning for agency events and so on.
Yeah, and, but, you know, I think the other thing to keep, somebody made this comment to me too, you know, you really, considering the weather changes that happen in Nebraska,
right,
and the, you know, 16 inches of snow and that, yeah, kind of thing that lasts forever and that kind of thing, you know, can't plan, you know, plan on a whole lot of things in the winter months either, because,
right,
they'll get canceled.
Yeah.
That's why you have phone conferences.
Oh, I still hate phone conferences.
I don't like phone conferences either.
Used to that.
Go ahead, Mike.
Sure. See here. Scroll back up here. Okay, the last one I had read was about promotions at NCBVI. Based on qualifications, that was 28. The next one, 29. I think that NCBVI is run efficiently, and I figured that out to be 3.6. 30. NCBVI is on the right track, 4.2. And the last one, NCBVI has a good budget process. That's 3.75. Mm-hmm. And just as a side comment, I know we said we weren't going to read through these, but I just wanted to generalize one thing. There was a section in here about where the staff was asked, what is the best feature about working at NCBVI? And there were many numerous comments about the quality of co-workers that are there, that they feel like it's a family, that there's a supportive work environment. And I thought that that's something that Pearl should be commended for encouraging that, as well as her supervisors that work with her. But
yeah, there are a lot of positive things in there.
Were there things that you wanted to go over, either through the comments or just general program things, you know, that you wanted to highlight how you feel the last year has gone?
Thank you. In terms of the comments, we've discussed a lot of the ones that I, you know, that either caused me pause or made me feel really, really good. I do think the staff is tremendous, the commitment, the desire to do a good job, that for the most part, this is not just a job for our staff. And, you know, we really have an atmosphere of teamwork and working together, and so that is a very good thing. The past year has been interesting with the extra stimulus money, and actually a year ago we had the estate staff meeting where we had open discussion with all staff about the stimulus funds, what we should use those for, and so on, and actually developed a spreadsheet with tracking and everybody's ideas and what part of the grant would pay for it. And then when it got down to actually bills being paid, Dave would actually put into that spreadsheet what was done. It was a great system for managing. Some of the ideas are still on the sheet, but ended up not being something that we either could do or that really fit for stimulus funds and so on. So not every single idea anybody ever brings is implemented, of course, because you can have two different people with the opposite idea. But I think that was a tremendous process, and we were able to do some really good things, both in the voc rehab area and the independent living, especially older blind. So that was really good, and especially because budget-wise, from everything except the stimulus funds, is becoming more and more constricted. And we'll talk more about that later. But the stimulus funds really helped us do things that we know are valuable. Let's see. So at the same time, that added to people's work.
Sure.
Folks have been very busy, and but we all managed to move things along and keep things going as they should be. So it's been a very busy year, and what else? Business Enterprise has been a challenge. We, of course, Terry Harris, the Business Enterprise manager, left at the beginning of this year, and I really felt strongly that I didn't want to just hire somebody else, put somebody in that spot, and continue things as they were. I wanted to look at the whole Business Enterprise work and come up with maybe some ways to manage that program differently. Not hiring right away helped to ease some of the budget issues because of vacancy savings. And we've sort of developed a team which has included business office staff, the personnel officer, that is Dave, the business manager, Bill, Carlos, deputy director for Voc Rehab, and myself, along with Jan Stokebrand and Don Ward, who are the actual NBE staff now. That I know that some folks are anxious to hurry up and get that resolved, and I am working on considering what is working about that team, what we can change, so that's close to being resolved. At the same time, we had a couple of very time consuming aspects of work with Business Enterprise that would have been huge and more on my plate than normal, even if we still had the manager in place, because of the National Guard site that we now have, which is really a pretty major effort. Business with the state contracts, especially in Lincoln, and so on. There have been a number of, pretty time-consuming things. So that's been, in some ways, frustrating, in other ways, challenging, and a good new exercise in how can we do business differently. So I think, really, all things considered, that's going quite well. What else? We do look forward to budget issues in terms of if people are going to be retiring, which certainly quite a few of us are the age that we might start thinking about it. And that doesn't mean all the people that could retire will, by any means. But we do work that in because with, I'm sure you know a lot of our staff have a lot of sick leave saved up, a lot of vacation time saved up, and so we pay out to when a person leaves after retirement age. So that's a...
the agency pays on sick leave?
It's a proportion of the sick leave.
That surprises me.
It's set up by the whole state personnel regulations.
So it's kind of an incentive, right? To not take as many days.
Yeah.
Schools do that too. Yeah.
Well, they do that where I work too.
Yeah. Right. Now you don't get all of your sick leave paid off, but you do get a proportion. Mm-hmm. And you do get, of course, all of your vacation leave. So anyway, those are all just, I guess, to give you a feel for. There are always many things going on that we really don't address at the meetings, and so I just guess I want you to know some of those other things that end up being looked at in the whole picture.
This is a time, if I don't ask it now, I'll forget it. It's probably not right on topic, but do the employees, and do you all get to have like retirement seminars to find out and
yes.
So you can crunch the numbers?
The state retirement division or department, whatever they're called, regularly sends information to state employees, and there's, after a certain age, you have something like one or two seminars,
right.
retirement seminars you can attend in each year or whatever it is.
Okay.
The retirement folks are very good at sending information to all of us. There's always lots going on. Bob, I don't know if there's anything else relevant to this discussion you think I should mention.
The next step in this process would be for us to, in the past, we've gone over those 10 items that I started out with and sort of given our own impression of where Pearl is at, and then we've had like a total number. Was that, am I remembering correctly?
We did that in the past. We didn't do it last year, but we did that in the past.
Okay. And then after we sort of come up with measurable numbers so that, you know, we can compare year to year. Then we would use all the information, you know, where we've come from so far, and decide on a raise for Dr. Van Zandt. And then before we do the numbers, I guess I want to talk about budget and raises, that sort of thing. I received a letter from the Department of Administrative Services. Dan, are you here? Could you read this for us, please?
Excuse me a second. There are two people in the room that weren't here when we did introductions, and since you've just identified one, and anybody listening to the tape wouldn't know, I'd like those two to say who you are and where you're from.
Dan Bird, Omaha, Nebraska.
And Della, would you introduce yourself? Della?
Yes.
Would you introduce yourself, please?
What was your question?
Would you just introduce yourself and where you're from?
I'm Della Johnston. I'm from North Black.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, the letter I've been asked to read basically states, Dear Chairperson Johnson, on January the 12th, 2010, Governor Heinemann advised you that he ordered a salary freeze for code agency directors and top management personnel effective July 1st, 2010 for 1 year. This salary freeze will apply to approximately 230 positions in 25 state agencies who agency director is appointed by the governor. The governor's communication further advises that the Nebraska legislature has indicated that they intend to freeze the salaries of all legislative employees. Also, our statewide elected constitutional officers' salaries will be frozen for the next 4 years. The governor requests that you take similar action regarding the director and top management within your state agency, and to communicate your actions with the state budget division. This letter is sent to advise you that your assisted state budget division budget / management analyst will contact you and or your director to record the decision of your board / commission regarding any salary adjustments approved or planned for your director and top management positions within your state agency for FY 2010/11. I encourage you to freeze your director, finalize your direction in this regard so that this information can be collected by us no later than May 28, 2010. Thank you for your assistance on this important material. Sincerely,
Jerry Oleg Mueller.
Thank you.
Oleg.
Yeah,
thanks,
State Budget Administrator.
Yeah. I have a clarification question for the minutes.
Sure.
Do I need to... How does that work with your minutes? Do I need to summarize what was written there, or do you officially put that in the minutes?
Couldn't we just do that as an addendum type or attachment?
The letter could be.
I would just say a letter was read expressing concern about state budget issues.
What if you, I like Jim's idea, if you just say
right,
a letter from the state budget administrator was read directing the commission to freeze the salaries of top management.
I don't think we want the whole letter.
Okay. That, I went ahead and wrote that, so that's, you know, that little summary, so I wasn't sure.
That's what I would do.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I have good ideas once in a while.
Okay.
Not very often.
So, just to clarify, the letter is... The Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired, as I understand it, and I hope I'm right, we do not have to freeze Pearl or any of the top management. Well, we don't do that, but those salaries do not have to be frozen, but we are strongly encouraged to do that. Is that what everybody else?
That's what I understand. Okay.
That was my thought process.
Okay, good deal.
Julie, I guess I have one question, and I'm trying to think if this is a fair question to ask at this point. And so hopefully there won't be an answer and Julie tell me this is a fair question. can we ask Pearl if a decision has been made for the top management beneath her at this point as to whether or not there will be pay raises? Because I'm understanding, you know, if we were to, it's our decision here whether or not Pearl would
mm-hmm.
receive a pay raise, but for
the
deputy directors
right.
below her, that's more of a decision for her to make, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? So I guess I'm wondering if that decision has been made yet at this point.
I think that's fair to ask.
I think it's fair to ask also.
Yeah, it's a good question.
I read this letter differently. And actually, prior to the letter, we received email notification from the governor saying, quote unquote, requesting that there be a freeze.
Yeah,
I don't I think that it would not be appropriate, given the budget issues statewide and the projections from the state people continue to be more bleak, at least for now. I'm hopeful it'll change soon, but I think it would be a big mistake to give increases to either myself or the top management.
Well, that definitely makes our job easier.
Yes,
I agree with that.
Yes, I really
yeah,
do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to agree with that, all in the fact that in the past there has been times when the commission has been wanted to be done away with as far as, you know, our status, and I think that would give ammunition to those people, mm-hmm. say, well, you know, when everybody else is
right,
you know,
right.
So I'm happy, I'm with everybody else, I'm happy to see Pearl going along with that.
Yeah, I think it's the only responsible thing to do.
Yeah, I thought that on the way up, and last week, do we give Pearl, not that she doesn't deserve it, of course she doesn't, yeah. Bob deserves it, and all the staff do, but logistically, does the budget allow for the raise to happen?
And we've discussed kind of that we'd like to you know, point out that if the conditions, the budget conditions and things were better, we would definitely recommend an increase. Because it has nothing to do with the evaluation. We just want that on the record. It, you know, it has to do with the budget constraints. Nothing in the evaluation that Pearl has done, or
no, I think all the staff should get a pay raise, but it's logistically it's not there. Mm-hmm. I think we should get a pay raise on the board, but it's not there. You know, it's not there.
Okay. Well, shall we go through those 10 items and then give our own input? Is that?
I don't know how you guys have answered these in the past, Julie. Looking at a couple of these. The director listens to, like number two, the executive director listens to concerns from the staff. I don't know how I could answer that, not being a staff member trying, you know, I guess I don't have enough direct exposure to the staff and Pearl on a day-to-day basis to answer some of these.
Nancy, correct me if I'm wrong, didn't we in the past, and Julie, I don't know if you were chair then, but I come to enough of these meetings to know a little something. Wasn't it in the past these 10 items that were 5 at one point,
mm-hmm.
wasn't it we apply what we know about Pearl?
Yeah, exactly, and I think the thing that what happens is one of the reasons, you know, that question is in there is because we are seeking information from the staff, correct. How they feel about it. And then we can look at whatever the average is there and say, okay, you know, they're giving her, I don't know what the average is on that question, is it 4.0 or whatever it is, mm-hmm. you know, say, okay, 4.0, that sounds pretty high out of all the staff people that there are. So I, not knowing, you know, that kind of thing, I will listen to what the staff has to say. On some of the other questions, we listen to what the staff has to say, but we also draw on our own things that we know have happened, or our communication with Pearl, and so forth. So, you know, that's part of the reason we have a survey, is so that we can draw on what the staff has to say. You know, the thing to me is that over the years, you know, there's been comments that are, you know, needs improvement or so forth on there. But the vast majority of the people will say, you know, average or above average is, I mean, you know, we get a 3.4 or 3.6 as the lowest score on anything, and we're getting a 4.0 and a 7.5, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you think of things like that, I you know, I think to me it always indicates that we have people that overall think the commission's on the right track, think that the management is doing a good job, you know, think that there is a true belief in blind people. you know, which is extremely important. That's the foundation we're standing on, as far as I'm concerned.
So I just feel, go ahead, Darryl. I just feel if we go through each one of these, we get redundant. I mean, we look at this.
I agree.
Somebody says a 4 point, you know, we look at 4.75, maybe, you know, one of the, or is one of these that are even like 3.8, let's say, or something like that. And, somebody really thinks, oh, I thought it'd be higher. I'll give it a 4.5. Somebody, one of the other people say, ah, it might be a little lower. We seem to go through each of these, and then we all come to an agreement anyway. I think we should just let the
average
exactly guide. That would be my
the average that's here already and not
Yeah, I agree. I was accused the first year I was on the board by the past chair of shirking my responsibility for not rating, you know, going through the five questions. You know, I agree with Darryl.
Well, I'm fine with that. It's just we've always done it the other way, and. Mm-hmm.
I'm fine with doing it a new way.
Madam Chair, yes. I my personal thinking, and instead of going through the 10 questions, I think just give our average overall, what we think overall. I mean, the staff has given us what they think. Now it's our turn to give what we think, and not just say, well, in the first one I give her this, and the second one I give, just over the 10 questions and the extra, just say, I would give her, you know, whatever it is that we want to do. And I think it's helpful, because Julie's going to have to write up a thing.
I do?
Yes.
Yes.
Where's the...
Actually, I don't think she has to, because we're not giving Pearl a raise.
Aren't we...
Going
on gut feeling and not the subjectivity here.
Well, okay.
I don't. Where I mean, I'd give her a 5 on everything, but is that what are we basing that on? I mean, we're issuing. Isn't this a staff survey? I mean, it's not a.
It is, but we're doing the evaluation of Pearl.
The staff survey is one piece.
What are we evaluating on?
Her performance.
Her performance, because we have to rehire her. What criteria?
Yeah, besides the survey.
How? What our dealings with Pearl are? The comments that we've gotten from people out in the public that have given us comments. You know, anything else we've gone to? I had a chance. I was only at the staff meeting.
A bit subjective. I
don't see the need.
It is subjective.
Know that that's our place.
I don't see the need.
Okay, here's my point of view. My 2 cents.
Okay.
I see the survey from the staff as one piece. Okay. I see, you know, when I have the opportunity to talk to staff on the phone or in person at different events, I use that as a piece. When I go to consumer events and I talk to people that are clients of the agency, I use that. When I, you know, like I've never been to one of the NCAS conferences, but like, you know, speaking with other agency directors, and they, when they say things like, I've heard really good things about Nebraska,
exactly,
you know, that says a lot. And so it's all those things together, you know, plus the day-to-day working with Pearl, you know, the all the components, the budget updates, those client spreadsheets that, you know, show how many people are being served, how much money are we spending, what conferences, what things, you know, Pearl has been involved with, what she's doing, just everything together. And then from there, with all that, then it is a subjective evaluation. Do I think it's good or do I not? And, you know, you have to...
So you're not talking about putting a score, you're just talking about...
Well, we don't have to put a score. But I mean, at some point, it does have to be subjective. There's not a scientific test.
No, and if we only use the staff survey and their ideas, well, then it would be the staff is evaluating Pearl, not us. Mm-hmm. I think what Julie says is all the different things together. Mm-hmm. It's important to hear from the staff, but it's also important to hear from the consumers, other executive directors from other places, and you're right, because I did, when I went to the NCSAB meetings, I heard comments all the time, Pearl this, Pearl that. We do have a great reputation. There is no question about it. Good management is the cornerstone, as far as I'm concerned. You've got to have you got to have the good staff, but the cornerstone is how the management makes that all work together.
It isn't.
Julie, I think I know, I think I understand where you're coming from and what you're looking for. And, you know, I guess whenever you're ready, I'll be happy to be the first one to give my.
Is there any other discussion before we get to our. Okay. Take it away, Mike.
Okay. I think that in the last 6 months now, since I've been a commissioner, a little longer than that, I've seen that Pearl and the business staff do an exemplary job of competently tracking our financial situation. I think that as opportunities arise, they are very creative in finding financial resources to make programs happen. As some of the comments in the staff survey have indicated, personnel resources are stretched a little thin, but everybody has still been able to pull together and pull off some tremendous programs. And unfortunately, just the way state budgets are, they're doing a very good job of doing a lot with very little. So I think that's commendable. On a personal note, just like you were saying, Julie, talking to staff members or clients, I've learned that, as I think a lot of us know, that we have a very good reputation around the country as being a very high-quality training facility. I think a great example of that I've learned about this year is that one of the clients that has gone through the center this year was not a Nebraskan. We brought somebody in from outside of the state of Nebraska because our facility was such a good place to go to that they wanted to come to Nebraska for their training. So I think that says a lot. A lot of the staff comments indicate that Pearl encourages or supports an organization that is a very friendly place to work, that it strives for encourages teamwork and is a very comfortable place for the staff to work together and feel like they're part of a team. So I guess I would, if I have to put a number on it, I guess I would rank Pearl very highly, 4.25, 4.5, if I had to actually put a number on it. So.
Thank you. Now you've given me this objectivity that we can go with. I too much teaching, I guess. Got to have that criteria. I'd agree. 4.5. Almost as an example.
I would too. And the thing that I, Madam Chairman, can I do my spiel now?
You're fine.
Go for it. One of the things that for me, and I've said this already, that the cornerstone is belief in blind people that they can actually go out and, you know, raise families, have a job, be promoted, do advancements, get a college education, whatever it is that they're striving to do. And when I see constantly, every survey that we ever have had has ranked Pearl as, you know, her belief that blind people actually can go out and do these things, it's always been 4.5 or a higher point. I think it was 4.75 this year. I mean, when I see that, that weighs extremely heavy with me, because if we don't have the management and the staff that really believe in blind people, we're in a world of hurt. And I know that that kind of thing exists. I don't want to make a long story, but went to a facility that was like that. They did not believe in blind people. They were very willing to put people into work shelters, no matter what your level of intelligence, no matter what your abilities were, they were ready to put you there, and this kind of thing. And so when I see that 4.75, that weighs real heavy for me. And all of the other things, you don't see any scores that are even as low as needs improvement. So I have to give Pearl a high mark too, and I would go with the 4.5.
Julie?
Yes.
One thing I did forget to mention was that I told Pearl this one day, since becoming a commissioner, I've researched Pearl a little bit. Pearl got Googled. I learned a lot about Pearl. And I thought it was, you know, we were talking about Pearl and her belief in blind individuals and so on. And I think it's very commendable. This isn't directly related with her position as our director, but I think it says a lot for her and personally and what her personal beliefs are when on her own time she's working towards, she's working with outside organizations in the blindness movement to move our causes forward. And I believe that's all in your own time, isn't it, Pearl?
Well, some of it blends with the work time.
Okay.
When I go to meetings of the Board of Trustees of America Foundation mm-hmm. for the Blind, I don't take vacation time because it relates to.
Okay.
But then I don't work a 40-hour week by long shot. So
okay.
Kind of blends.
Right. Right. So I think that's very commendable that she's going out, and it says a lot again for our state of Nebraska and the quality of a agency that we have here when our director is serving out around the country on in these different organizations. So.
Jim,
I'm not going to write a book. because I had a priest. We have a priest at our church. Says if you can't say it in 10 minutes, you don't need to hear it. But I'm going to be very brief. I said it a number of years ago when I first came on the board. You know, and you can't compare, you know, Pearl to her predecessor or what have you. But let's face it, Nyman was not as open as Pearl is to ideas and so on and so forth. You wouldn't have seen Nyman be at an ACB National Convention, ACB State Convention. Pearl, in that regard, you know, favors both consumer groups equally. There's that just sense of breath of fresh air. Last, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, whatever it's been since you've been director.
Right, 12.
Oh, is it 12? I must have missed a couple of years someplace. Yeah. But no, I mean, it really is. You know, there's that sense of openness, you know, a sense of camaraderie and so on and so forth. So I think, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, I, you know, 10 being the best, I'd probably give her a 9.8. I don't believe in giving anybody the highest mark because there's always room for improvement. So mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I believe that too.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. We all solved this.
Other thoughts before I talk? I'm very, very pleased with your work and the way the agency is going, and Nebraska continues to be in the forefront of services for the blind in the United States, and that is that's a big thing. That's a really big thing, and it makes me very proud to be a part of that. You know, the belief in the blind, I mean, that's strong. That's very strong. Yeah, the number here is 4.75, and I think that is the core trait. You know, like Nancy was saying, you know, the first thing, the first important thing is that belief in the blind, and then everything else falls into place after that. So, and you have that. That's outstanding, absolutely outstanding. You know, there's no part of there's little things. There's always room for improvement. I do believe that. But there is nothing that stands out as, whoa, we need to fix that. There is nothing, yeah. Nothing mm-hmm. even close to that. Based on the comments from the survey and, you know, I think I would like to see some team building, morale boosting, what do I want to say? More positive workplace, not policies, I don't want to, more of a, the social atmosphere of, see, because there were comments, you know, the negative ones about the particular staff. There were, you know, the social networking comments. There were comments about staff doing this or that, and it. And I don't know. Maybe this is just their place to vent, but perhaps it would be like helpful for the staff to have a more an opportunity to like see each other as individuals and build more respect. Not necessarily about blindness and about work-related things, but as each other as individuals. So that once that respect is built, then it'll walk over. I mean, I think that the staff is very, very good. They believe strongly in what they do. But looking at the survey results, I wonder, is this like just the tiniest crack, you know, and where is that going to lead? Does that make sense, what I'm saying?
It does make sense. Mm-hmm. And that's, we actually talk about these things in supervisors' meetings fairly often, and I don't go to the office meetings very often, but I do attend the district meetings. But I believe some of this is dealt with in office meetings. Bob could answer that better than I could. I do think that's one of these things that's an ongoing need. I also know for a fact that we've had times in the past that morale and attitudes about each other was really very low. Some of the time that related to budget issues when we were laying off and, sure, you know, other things. But I actually think things are quite a bit better now than they have been. But this is an ongoing thing. These are human beings that work here, and so it is something we always have to keep ever present. So, you know, I think it's a good idea to keep making sure we do team building work and all of this. I agree. Mm-hmm. And I made a note.
Right, and I don't think it's bad. Right. But what I'm seeing is, it seems like maybe it's not as good as it has been in the last couple of years. Maybe that's budget. Maybe that's whatever. You know, some outside.
I think it's better than the last few years myself. Oh. But
And it could just be a lot of people had a bad day when they filled out the survey.
That could be.
It was there one opportunity to say what they wanted.
Just a few. I mean, there were really a lot of more positive comments about their coworkers, about the workplace, so on.
Yeah.
But there were some, and that's something we need to pay attention to.
I've got a question for anyone who cares, preferably the chair. Do we need to go on record and give Jamie something to type up as far as making a motion not to give Pearl a raise?
We need to make a motion to hire Pearl for the next year.
I will make that motion that we rehire Pearl.
That's the same amount at her current salary.
Okay.
Second.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have a motion and a second to hire Pearl for the next fiscal year, with the salary to remain the same. Based on budget concerns. Yes? Is that
that's
the current
motion?
Yeah.
Okay.
As long as the minutes reflect budget concerns, I'm fine with it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mike?
Yay.
Nancy?
Yes.
Jim?
Yep.
Daryl?
Yes.
And I say yes. Okay. Congratulations. You did a job.
All right.
And in terms of process, there is, you need to write a letter to state personnel, and we can work with you on the specifics. Bill Brown, I think, usually worked with former chair people to make sure it got done right.
Right.
Okay. So, there's steps that have to be done, and Bill can work with you on that.
I see.
And that leads us to break.
So we're right on time.
Hey, we did it. Good. This went smoothly.
Yeah, there was no controversy.
Personnel. I'm just writing myself a note. So, okay, we'll take a break of 15 minutes, and then we'll be back here.